This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. and Canadian officials now cite intelligence they say indicates an Iranian missile was responsible for the deadly crash of a Ukrainian jetliner Tuesday, shortly after it took off from a Tehran airport. VOA's Lattice Ahok.
Nearly half of the passengers on board were Iranian citizens, and many were Canadians. Asked if the United States could be blamed for provoking an action that killed 176 people, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said no conclusions should be made before a complete investigation determines why the plane crashed.
I think it is too soon to be drawing conclusions or assigning blame or responsibility in whatever proportions. Right now, our focus is on supporting the families that are grieving right across the country and providing what answers we can in a preliminary way, but recognizing that there is going to need to be a full and credible investigation into what exactly happened before we draw any conclusions.
Officials in Tehran on Thursday denied that the plane had been hit by a missile. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. House has passed a non-binding measure aimed at limiting President Trump's ability to take military action against Iran. The vote was 224 to 194.
The aim is to criticize the U.S. killing of Iran's top general, Qasem Soleimani. North Carolina Republican Mark Meadows says it amounts to apologizing to Iran for an action that was justified.
All this does is emboldens our enemies to suggest that the American people are divided. But I'm here to tell you that we are not divided.
Connecticut Democrat Rosa DeLauro says facts are being obscured.
The administration could not provide any specifics about what constituted an imminent threat. They couldn't tell us what the targets were.
President Trump did not consult with congressional leaders ahead of the attack. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump on Thursday celebrated the killing of Iran's Quds Force commander and mocked Democrats for wanting to advance notice of military operations. Speaking in Toledo, Ohio, in his first campaign rally since the drone strike he ordered against Iranian Quds Force commander Qasem Soleimani, Mr. Trump said that he took bold and decisive action to save American lives. He also mocked Democrats for criticizing that decision.
Now, we got a call. We heard where he was. We knew the way he was getting there. And we had to make a decision. We didn't have time to call up Nancy, who was not operating with a full deck.
Mr. Trump's comments came after the Democratic-controlled House on Thursday approved a resolution asserting that Mr. Trump must seek approval from Congress before engaging in further military action against Iran. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is due to travel to Moscow Saturday for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. This meeting will likely focus on the Iran crisis, with both Germany and Russia calling for de-escalation following the U.S. targeted killing of the general and the retaliatory airstrikes by Tehran on Western military bases in Iraq. The Ukraine conflict is also on the agenda, alongside the future of the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline running from Russia to Germany amid strong opposition from the United States. Australian authorities have urged nearly a quarter of a million people to evacuate their homes Friday as soaring temperatures and erratic winds expect to fan deadly bushfires across the East Coast. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian said at a news conference Friday that high winds and high temperatures make for dangerous conditions.
When you've got such high temperatures and unpredictable wind conditions, you have to brace yourself for new emergencies or new contingencies. And that's why across those risk areas, we have in excess of 30 strike teams ready to move into an area if an unexpected fire breaks.
Temperatures are expected to shoot well above 40 degrees Celsius in several parts of Australia Friday, threatening to inflame a bushfire season that has already destroyed nearly 2,000 homes. More than 150 fires remain alight across the country, and authorities fear a southerly shift in winds due later in the day will fan the flames and change the direction of many of the fires. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.